It is the world's largest community art project, and if you stretched it out to its full length, it would cover 50 miles. A quilt, 48,000 individual panels sewn by 100,000 people, 94,000 names. Each panel in the patchwork it makes up the AIDS Memorial Quilt was contributed by a friend or family member of someone who died of the disease. This summer, the project celebrates its 25th anniversary, and to mark the occasion, parts of that quilt will hang in hundreds of community centers around the country. A large portion is currently on display in the National Mall. It's part of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in D.C. And joining us now, Julie Rode, president and CEO of the NAMES Project Foundation, also custodian of the quilt. Thanks for being with us, Julie.
Oh, we're so glad to be here.
What kind of shape is the quilt in?
It's actually in tremendous shape. When you think about a 25-year-old handmade art object to be in the kind of condition that it's in when it travels the country regularly in about 1,000 displays a year, sections of it are almost always on display. So the custodial work that we do is not only about caring for the aging fabric, but it's about caring for the story. And I think our team does a very nice job.
How do you do that? How do you keep, fabric, a lot of it has embroidery on it. We know that can be very fragile when it's traveling around, is handed from place to place. That can end up being kind of disastrous.
You know, actually, we're very good at disaster relief, if you think about the big picture here, that we really curate this quilt in sections. So a 12-foot by 12-foot section may travel 15 times in a year, or it may travel 5. And that helps care for the quilt. We also have a group of handmaidens of the quilt, as we call them, who do sew repairs and care for it each time it's on the road.
And for the people who've contributed panels to the quilt, that's got to be reassuring to know that it's being taken care of so carefully. With us is one of those people, Kelly Rivera Hart, recently contributed a panel for his late friend. Tell us about the friend that you were honoring.
Hi. The panel that I submitted is for an old friend named Rick Flenner. He was a co-worker and a very good friend. We used to go dancing. We used to hang out. Just one of those all-around good friends. And he passed away back in 2002. And it took me about, took me 10 years to get myself to a place where I can actually do a quilt or do a panel for him.
What is it, out of all the ways to memorialize your friend, why this one?
The quilt is something that I've always had a lot of respect and connection to. I'm a San Francisco native, and I was in the middle of just the worst years. And I lost so many friends and friends and lovers and coworkers and neighbors. And what I saw over the years, and it just increased in understanding, is that the quilt is something that is so profound and so, I'm thinking of a good word for it, basically the best way to remember somebody that's been taken from us by this crazy disease.
Well, so let me go back to you then, Julie. You must encounter lots of people who's contributed to the quilt, who have the names of their mothers, their brothers, on this quilt. What makes the quilt, as Kelly describes it, the best way to memorialize him? Why this basically a blanket?
Well, I think there's several things. You know, when you think about science and medicine and how they have a trajectory of advancement and work to do, how do we humanize this? How do we make it possible for people to connect to the story, to see that these people's lives had meaning, they were loved, and leverage or use that memory to help teach the living? And I think that a lot of panel makers, myself included, feel like our friends' lives live on in this quilt. And remarkably, I think this quilt is actually sort of the first piece of social media that we could identify that we literally, individual, third-person expression, first-person expression, helped build community. Because when these panels come together, we don't know race, class, gender, age. We just know love and a commitment to caring for others.
You know, Kelly, it's been 25 years since the AIDS quilt was begun. And in that time, there's been incredible developments in how we treat AIDS, in how we prevent AIDS. That's just the news today that the in-home AIDS test is going to be available over-the-counter pretty soon. You have been HIV positive for nearly 20 years. How do you sort of evaluate the past couple decades?
with a lot of pain and a lot of gratitude that I'm still around, and that the people that are that I know that are have been living with HIV are still with us. And the best thing we can do is just keep moving forward. And the quilt is important in this way that we still have to, there are lots of advancements, but there's still people becoming positive. There's still people that need the conversations. And the quilt has been, from what I've seen in the last 10 years of volunteering with the quilt, this has been the best way to get the conversations going so that we know that we know more than just the statistics that, that you hear rattled off in newspapers and such, that these are, as Julie said, these are individuals. And people that visit the quilt really get that immediately. And that's important.
And I wonder, Julie, has the additions to the quilt, have they slowed at all?
In some respects, yes. The additions to the quilt ebb and flow with advancements in science. They also ebb and flow with where stigma lies. That certainly, I think the quilt is a mirror. It reflects out sort of the last 30 years that we as a society have been grappling with all the best and worst that comes out of HIV and AIDS and public health responses as well as the human response. So today we receive about, on average, a panel or two a day. And certainly in the late 80s, we were receiving 10,000 panels in a year. I don't think that it's a harbinger right now of the fact that AIDS deaths are diminishing. It's just about particular populations who are ready to make their panels. There are still populations who are dying rapid, hard deaths, and we need to pay attention to them.
That's Julie Rode, President and CEO of the NAMES Project Foundation. That's the organization that takes care of the AIDS quilt. And a large portion of that quilt is currently on display in the National Mall, part of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. Also, we spoke with Kelly Rivera Hart, a volunteer for the AIDS Memorial Quilt that's based in San Francisco. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.